The election of Donald Trump is inspiring some transgender people to take care of important paperwork. Under the Obama administration, it's become easier to change your gender identification and legal name on passports and other documents. Some people are worried it's going to become tougher under a Trump administration. Hundreds of attorneys across the country have volunteered to help them out. Karen Chakurji from WXXI reports.
At a legal clinic in Rochester, New York, attorney Ann Williams is meeting her 33-year-old client for the first time. She asks some questions about what it's like to have one name and gender legally and another name and gender in real life.
How about when you show your identification?
I've had...
The client takes a tin black box out of his bag. He pulls out a passport, birth certificate, social security card, and license. They all say female, but the client is a transgender man.
They'd use female pronouns instead of male, even when I started coming up with more facial hair. So they've kind of...
The client is here to change his legal name and gender.
So I want to be safe, perceived as who I am, something that a lot of people don't think about, but it's something that when you're different, you think about a lot.
New York State requires that name changes get published in a local newspaper. For safety reasons, the client is asking a judge to waive that requirement, and because of that, we're not going to use his name either.
Especially if we're going into an environment where we're getting more conservative in our country and having a backlash against people who are different, it's nice to have everything kind of match up so that our surface can match our, you know, our documentation. It keeps us safer, really, in the end.
A new report from the National Center for Transgender Equality found that 30% of respondents ran into problems when they showed an ID that didn't match their appearance. Problems like verbal harassment, being asked to leave a place, or being physically attacked. Mara Kiesling is the executive director of the center.
When you have ID that isn't right, you risk outing yourself as transgender, and there's still a lot of disrespect, discrimination, and violence against transgender people.
Before 2010, only people who underwent gender reassignment surgery could change their gender legally. But Kiesling says under the Obama administration, some federal agencies redefined criteria for changing gender on IDs.
What they've realized is surgery is not a rational way to look at who is what.
The policies changed to include anyone receiving transition-related care as long as they could provide a letter from a doctor. Kiesling questions why an expert is needed to vouch for them.
But it's still much better than this antiquated notion that everybody has a specific kind of surgery that is uniform and accessible for everybody.
Many transgender people are concerned that option may change or just go away. And that's why legal help is popping up across the country. The session in Rochester is one of three organized by attorney Milo Primo. He works at the Empire Justice Center, a New York State advocacy organization.
The policies we're talking about here are just that. They're policies. They're administrative policies. So the new heads of the Social Security Administration, the Department of State, could easily get rid of those policies.
Primo usually advises about 15 people a month for name and gender marker changes, the female or male designation on IDs. But since the election, there's been a jump in interest. About 50 people from six counties in upstate New York signed up for these legal clinics.
You think, okay, does somebody really need a gender marker change with Social Security? What difference does that make? It makes a difference with your ability to access certain benefits and spousal benefits and retirement benefits. It can impact your ability to access Medicaid and Medicare that won't discriminate against you based on your gender marker on your records.
Neither President-elect Trump nor his appointees have made comments about changing these procedures, says Mara Kiesling.
We don't know that these policies would be rolled back. It would have to be an intentional attack on transgender people to do it. There would be no real programmatic reason to do it.
But for now, the uncertainty is enough to make people organize.
So if that's all true, you sign there.
Awesome.
Attorney Ann Williams has her notary stamp ready in hand. Her client is now sitting next to her, and they're going over a printout of the application.
Legal name. Correct.
Legal name.
Yep.
He signs his given female name on the dotted line. After his application gets approved by a judge, he'll have to take a letter from a doctor to state and federal agencies to update all of his IDs.
Super exciting. It is.
I'm glad.
He's hoping to do that as soon as possible. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Chakurji.